This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Marilyn T. Alt, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, middle initial T, last name A-U-L-T. Date of birth 10/04/1948. Date of appointment 3/27/2025. Requesting physician Nicole Santiago, NICHOLESANTIAGOFNP. Dear Nicole Santiago, I have the pleasure of seeing Marilyn Hall today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who lives alone. She has a memory issue. She forgets easily. She can take the shower and can get herself dressed. Niece is worrying about the cooking because she is leaving the things on the stove. She is not driving anymore. Alzheimer's Disease Association evaluated her and she is not a candidate for a nursing home. Patient is forgetting to take medication regularly. She has a family history of Alzheimer's disease. Past medical history, insulin dependent, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, carpal tunnel release, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, tubal ligation, colonoscopy, bunionectomy. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medications, donepezil 5 milligram daily, quetiapine 25 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram, sertraline 100 milligram daily, atorvastatin 40 milligram daily, insulin, oxybutynin 10 milligram daily, omeprazole, lisinopril, metformin, Tylenol. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drinks one glass of wine daily. She is retired. She is divorced, lives alone, have no children. family history, mother, father disease, both had diabetes, one sister and one brother with Alzheimer's disease, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she has a memory issue. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound, present neck supple. There is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented. Time 3. I did the mini mental status examination. She scored 27 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 77-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, mild Alzheimer's disease. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to restart the RSF 5 mg PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.